Well, hello, everybody. Glad to have you join me today. By the way, if you're liking what I'm doing, please subscribe down below, hit follow, whatever it is that is on your machine to do for this. Please do that. Love to hear from you. Love to see what you think about what I'm doing. Trying to do better every time, not really succeeding with that, but you never know. Someday I'm going to get it right. So today I'm going to give an update on my yard woes. As you may recall, anybody that was listening to this before, I had some yard woes because some boxwoods that I had had branch blight. And that is something that seems to be a pretty big deal. And in my neighborhood, the HOA in my neighborhood is kind of stringent on making sure that everybody's plants look right. So I've been working pretty hard on those. Now, I need to make sure that everybody understands that this is not just me. I mean, my wife is really good at making things look good. And she has done a really great job in our backyard, that our courtyard that we have, making that look absolutely amazing. And if you hear a little dog barking in the background, that's our dog. And sorry about that. So now what we have, though, is that we have a little bit of new growth on our boxwoods. Now, we have fertilized and we have put fungicide down and put some ironite out there, which is supposed to be a type of fertilizer. And in all, you know, they're coming back, some of them. There's a couple of them that still look really, really stressed out, but we're going to see how they do and keep our fingers crossed. But we've been working pretty hard on that. Now, the other thing that we've been doing is we've been fighting Bermuda grass. Now, Bermuda grass encroaches onto your yard. And I got to tell you that it's pretty persistent as it comes in there. And it grows fast. You know, if it happens to hit a piece of yard that, you know, the dirt has been dug up a little bit and it's soft, those tendrils can go out there a long ways very quickly. So trying to fight those and not really having much luck right now, but you know, we'll keep doing that, and we'll keep doing the spot grass, you know, trying to put a spot of grass down there and see if it grows and see how that looks. Would love to have a grass that was all tall fescue, but so far it's only been about, you know, 80% tall fescue. The rest of it weeds in Bermuda, so we'll just keep trying. Now, the other thing I've been doing this week is I've been painting my fence. Now, that seems like a thing that should be relatively straightforward, easy to do. People paint their fences all day. Tom Sawyer, for crying out loud, painted his fence, you know, 150 years ago and managed to talk a lot of other people into helping him do that. Well, I didn't find anybody out there that was willing to help me today, so I was kind of forced to do it myself. Now, I had some problems with that. I went out yesterday and started it, and the fence was coming fine. And it was doing okay. You know, now the fence in the backyard have a lot of small arborvitae, well, not so small anymore, arborvitae. And we also have some other plants out there that really make it so that you have to fight your way into the fence. But I was sitting there doing that, getting all scratched up and, you know, not really enjoying life very much. And after about an hour and a half, I took a break. You know, I figured I ought to drink some water, make sure that everything was being okay. And when I went back to the fence, the sprayer wouldn't work. And I got to tell you that that was a really disturbing moment. So I took that out to the yard, to the end of the yard, and got the hose out and really started to clean the sprayer just as well as I could. And I mean, I spent probably an hour doing this, and I took it apart as far as I could take it apart and still have it work when I put it back together again. But at the end of that, I put it all back together, put the, you know, the reservoir container on the bottom of it and sat there and started it up, and nothing happened. So I did it again, and I, you know, cleaned everything. By the way, it looked almost new. And so at the end of that, I gave up, you know, and I put it off there. Now, my wife last night, who has always been a good help to me, but my wife last night went out and did a YouTube, looked at a YouTube, and talked about how to clean the sprayer. And then she handed it to me and said, here, this might help. So the guy said, on the side, I have no idea who the guy was, but the guy said, there's two things on here that you need to do. One, you know, I had done, you know, a couple times during the day. The second one, though, I hadn't. Apparently, there is at the top of the sprayer, there is a little dot, a little, just a small little hole in there that if it gets clogged up with paint, and it literally would take no more than a drop of paint to clog this, but if it gets clogged up with paint or anything else, the sprayer won't spray. So I went out at 9:30 or 10 o'clock last night, and I looked at that, and sure enough, you know, there was a drop of paint covering that hole. And it, you know, unplugged that little drop of paint and went out this morning, tried it, worked like a champ. You know, just could not believe how well it worked. It actually worked better than it had yesterday morning. So anyway, I managed to get the yard, the fence painted, and got that done. So, and then I'm sitting there thinking about this, and I go, wow, you know, this yard, you know, the backyard really looks good. You know, Peg, my wife, has done just a really good job at that. And, you know, the front yard looks good, except for those boxwoods in the front and a little bit of the Bermuda grass that's going along. So I look at that, and I go, you transplant, you replant, you dig up, you discard. You know, you try to organize the yard so that the perennials are coming in and you minimize the amount of work that's needed to be done. But there's just no way to minimize the amount of work that needs to be done early in the spring, late in the fall, when you prepare the yard for the year and you prepare the yard to survive the winter. It just seems to me there ought to be an easier way to do that and to make it so that the work is minimized. Failed miserably in doing that. Well, the yard, though, coming along, it's going to look fine, but still have a couple of problem areas. I'll keep you updated on my yard woes as I go through the summer here. But hope you enjoyed this. Again, follow down below or subscribe or whatever it is that you're supposed to do. And someday I'm going to make one of these that are interesting, and I hope people enjoy it. Until then, you know, please keep listening. Some days will be better than others, but hopefully all will be a little bit entertaining. Thanks, and I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you a lot.